This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm U.S. President Donald Trump declared Tuesday he will restore the U.S. economy devastated by the coronavirus pandemic. He said some Americans are going back to work safely. He said we're opening up our country again. The whole world is excited watching us because we're leading the world. At the moment, however, the United States has totaled more than 69,000 coronavirus deaths, substantially more than any other country, with a projected total of more than 134,000 deaths by early August. More than 30 million U.S. workers have been furloughed from their jobs, with the list of the unemployed growing by millions a week over the last month and a half. Two pharmaceutical companies said Tuesday their experimental coronavirus vaccine is being delivered in the United States for initial human testing. U.S. drug maker Pfizer Incorporated and Germany's BioNTech SE said if the trials prove the vaccine is safe and effective, it could be ready for broad distribution in the United States by the year's end. The vaccine could be among the first vaccines approved for use in the United States for the virus. The U.S. leads the world in infections and fatalities. The company said the vaccine uses mRNA technology, which can enable it to be produced more quickly than the typical years-long effort it takes to develop a vaccine. Wall Street closed higher across the board Tuesday as investors become more confident that the country is gradually getting back to business. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 133 points, but was up as much as 400 points higher earlier in the day. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ indexes were both 1% higher, and healthcare and tech stocks led Tuesday's gains in the United States. Oil was higher for the fifth straight day. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.